The Lock-In Podcast is brought to you by Rotocloud, the all-in-one solution for managing hospitality teams. Rotocloud lets you plan and share rotas, record attendance, and manage your team's annual leave, all in less time than it takes to make a brew. It also makes life easier for your staff, allowing them to check their rotas, request annual leave, and even pick up extra shifts, all through the Rotocloud mobile app. Start your 30-day free trial today by visiting rotocloud.com/lock-in.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Lock-In Podcast. Still recording under lockdown at the shutdown Lockhart Tavern, mainly because it's near my house. With me, as ever, are my co-hosts of the podcast, James Cuthbertson and Heath Bull. James is a keen and renowned golfer. His impressive skills have seen him perform on all the top courses across the country. Clarence Pier in Southsea, Globals in Brighton, Pirates of the Caribbean's Crazy Golf in Skegness, to name a few.
It's like the jokes are shit. They get worse. It's not a great start.
It's not getting better, is it?
Oh no, it's getting worse.
Heath, meanwhile, has little to no interest in sport, not even cheering on the mighty All Blacks rugby. Yeah, we suspect that's one of the reasons he's been forced to live outside the New Zealand. Speculation about the others will continue. So, chaps, welcome. Thanks for joining me again.
Cheers, Ed.
So, I mean, we're going to be talking about Christmas in this podcast, and to be honest, it looks a little bit like Christmas in here, mainly because there are so many empty wine bottles scattered around the pub.
We're at a wine tasting today.
Yeah, well, you call it a wine tasting.
We call it work.
Okay, meeting. Fine. We'll believe you. Millions wouldn't. So, I mean, let's talk about Christmas. So, yeah, how bollocksed are we?
As somebody who doesn't like Christmas, I think it's amazing. But for everybody else, we are totally screwed.
I mean, you don't like Christmas personally, but obviously like Christmas from a trade point of view.
Honestly, I think there's no chance of catching up now. We might as well write it off. It's all over. You can't book any big parties. We haven't no guidance from the government. Fine, can do whatever you do to get through it, but I think they want to shut for Christmas and they'll bury it within all these restrictions and stuff. But yeah, it's not going to be pretty.
I mean, James, what do you think?
I think slightly different. I think that they'll let us open for Christmas and give us with one hand and take away with the other. I think they'll open on the third. They'll let us have our Christmas parties. There'll be rules around it, but I think then they'll stop on the 30th of December. They'll probably close down for January. Hopefully we'll get some maybe the industry get some grants. But I think they can't possibly take away Christmas.
They'll give it to us.
And they'll take
they'll
it away.
They'll destroy it, exactly.
No, I get it, but I think that's what they'll do.
They need to be honest about it then. But they need to be clear.
Well, the big thing is, and back to what I said the other day, was that I don't think that it's shown that as an industry we're not at the top table of decision making, because it was, they'd understand that we need warning to get stocked up.
They said 2 weeks.
Yeah. And now we're starting to say, my 7-year-old keeps a better secret than this bloody government. So I think that we need some warning as to what's going on. Allow us to get stocks ready, or even decide that we don't.
It's clarity. We need honesty from this government.
But I'd also understand if some operators said, well, there's no point in reopening for that period of time, because actually, what's the guarantee people will come out of their houses?
Well, I mean, it's not just even that, is it? I think people are going to come out because I think people want to come out. And we saw that when we came out of the last lockdown, and you've seen how people reacted when we were coming into this one, and the fact that people weren't here and they wanted to be out. It's what restrictions are you going to be asked to operate under? It's going to be key, isn't it? Because if we're back to the bollocks 10 p.m. curfew and the numbers restrictions and things like that, I mean, is it worth it?
Yeah, I think it is worth it. Even at 10 p.m. you can still do good business, but you need to be able to plan and be certain. What you can't do is open for a week and then on the Friday be told you're closing on the Saturday. So even if you're told you've got a 4-week run at it and then you can plan that and do that, then that's one thing. But it's just the uncertainty. And I don't think anyone really understands how a pub works. Back to the conversation around the last podcast was these guys must have worked in pubs, have some understanding about stock levels and...
Never worked in pubs.
No, they have though.
I've just rebranded my whole pub as a Sainsbury's. We've got no hand sanitizers outside. Everybody can do what they want. Mm-hmm. They can fight their way to the till. Done. Do you know what I mean? It's a joke.
I mean, it is frustrating, isn't it? Because I was talking to an operator earlier today, and you know, he says his staff are practically rugby tackling people when they came in without masks. Yet you go into a supermarket and you wander around, and there's always one or two idiots wandering around.
Because boarding should do the right thing. We've had that, you know, telling guys it's not fun. You're like a babysitter. You sit down, put your mask on.
We talked about this before, but let's just get to the real issue. Are we having Christmas this year? Are we really having Christmas this year? The answer is no. We're not going to have it. Can you make any big bookings? All those operators out there, can you make a big booking for 20, 30 people?
No.
You can't.
No.
So what we're doing is we're playing small to the government now. He's hiding behind his office at fucking 10 Downing Street. No one's speaking for us. We need someone to say enough's enough. And we need Christmas this year. If we're not going to have Christmas, you know what? Give us some light relief. Give us something we can do.
Well, they're talking about 5 days, aren't they?
I mean,
five days of ability to go and see your gran. But does that apply to Pops? Of course it is.
You talk about that the way, if you're talking about 5 days, then you're doing that at someone else's house. That's not in a public setting, is it?
No, they're not going to allow it in pubs. No. But the thing is, pubs are vital for these people to gather as well, because not everyone can cater.
Not everyone
for
wants their family at their house.
That's well, true. We have met your family. But it is, you're right, though. I mean, it's true. People aren't able to cater. They don't necessarily have the skills. They don't have the space. They don't. So pubs are quite important at Christmas, aren't they?
It's the nation's living room, isn't it?
Yeah.
It always has been. Mm. And now suddenly we're telling people to socialise at home for 5 days. People don't want to spend 5 days with their family.
It's back to the point about there's no evidence. It's back to the point there's no evidence about pubs linked.
Well, what was the thing today? They said
it was basically the American study.
American study of 314 people.
Yeah. Like it's we're shamefully let down.
It's embarrassing.
In our representation at the top. And I know that the guys do their best, but it just shows they really aren't listening to our trade. It really
did. Well, even retail. You imagine owning a shop on Oxford Street. What chance have you got?
No.
We're talking about that with, it's kind of tourism. Yeah, anything that's involved in tourism, it's a shit show. It's terrible. Mm. Terrible. But like we said before, you know, guys are going to really suffer for no fault of their own. But some clarity and some decision-making.
Oh, no. Just give us a date.
That's what I'm talking about. Clarity,
You know what, guys? You know what? Forget Christmas this year. I saw Piers Morgan's on the radio today, and he was talking on the TV today, and he was like, well, we did World War II. We need to man up. And more people have died of COVID than died. More civilians have died of COVID than they have during World War II. But that was a different population. Like, give us a chance, man. Like, I just think they think we're stupid and we're not going to do the right thing.
But, I mean, that's the frustration, is because we have done the right thing. If you look at...
Yeah, most operators have, not everyone.
Not everyone, but it's a minority. It's the minority that the government are using as an excuse to punish the
majority.
Yeah, but
they would have punished us anyway. Even if we'd done everybody done everything right, we're the easy target.
Why is it... And that's the point. It's on Radio 4 today, I think, they were asking about... locking down pubs, and whoever the guy was saying, you know, is it likely that they'll reopen? He's like, no, probably not, because they can't help but link spread of the virus to the pubs. But you look at Scotland, there's no evidence for that. Well, they've locked the pubs down, and there's no decrease.
You had the headlines this week of saying that the spike in numbers is because everyone went out partying at pubs during the. I did air quotes there. You can't see that on the microphone. But
how could you? But how could she turn around the paper and go, she wants to make Scotland a leading world leader in hospitality for food and drink? And do what she's doing up there.
Oh, she's a nutcase, though.
She's relying on the oil industry, isn't she? The joke is that the statistics are out of whack. You can't say that it's people going out celebrating before lockdown because that's caused a spike when there's a 2-week lag on those things. You know, we haven't even had enough time to see that.
Self-isolating? I was with Boris for lunch the other week. I'm not too sure what's going on.
But I think Scotland's an interesting example because they've gone after everything that England's done and tried to be a bit smarter. But I think Nicola's made an absolute... She's been embarrassing, really. And I think that the shutting the pubs down... And You know, look at the social fabric up there again.
The 8 p.m. like alcohol curfew and all that. Mm. Look at Tom Kitchen up there, great operator.
Yeah, brilliant.
Just on his knees, man.
Mm-hmm. He's been brilliant. Give him control.
And he's primarily a food focused operator as well. Exactly. I mean, think about the Westhead guys. I mean, Christ.
Well, she's shown no understanding of the trade at all. Mm. What's her nickname? Seaweed at uni.
I'm not sure where this is going, James, serious? But you're making me slightly nervous.
Okay, why is she called Seaweed?
Even the tide wouldn't take her out.
Oh, dear God. Brilliant.
Oh, man.
No. Yeah,
you can't go back to Paisley anytime soon.
You might look
James
innocent
is from
on
Paisley,
this.
By the way.
Yeah. So basically, in conclusion, Christmas is bollocks.
I think we need to take it on the chin and we go, you know what, we can do what we can to get through it. If we can open, we open, trade what you can. But I think the reality is we're going to be shut down.
So in conclusion, it's knackered, but this podcast, we're going to talk all about it. So let's move on.
Okay, thanks, Ed.
Okay, so let's talk about Christmas after basically ruling it out as an option. Let's be a bit lighthearted. So, what do we want for Christmas? What are you expecting under the tree, Heath? What's Santa going to leave you?
A nice little sleeping, and maybe a good profit. I don't know, man. Just a night's sleep, I think.
Well, maybe this is the Christmas to have that. If we're completely knackered, you're going to get some red. What about you, James?
Slippers, because mine are knackered. So on a personal note, some new slippers would be great.
Okay, noted.
I think Christmas has probably never been more important for people. I think they feel absolutely destroyed by what's gone on. I think people all want to have a bit of a good time, you know? They want to get themselves, get the fire on.
But I also think it's a great excuse not to go and see the relatives you don't like. That's a great, honestly.
Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, Auntie May, I've got some symptoms. I don't want to go
my
and talk to you.
My mum's actually called May.
Is it really?
Yeah.
She rang me the other day. It's a great excuse to go and see people you don't like.
Yeah, no, that's true. My father-in-law, I'm very pleased about. Actually, the lockdown's been brilliant. The great excuse. So it's not all bad.
I mean, Heath, to be fair, your in-laws live in Sweden, so...
That's a good thing. Just wish your wife lived in Sweden.
I love you, darling.
Hey. I think that ship has sailed. I don't know. Is there anything to look forward to?
Oh, man.
Or do we even need to look... I mean, is this the time when we actually sort of establish that Christmas is a bit shit? I'm a little bit bar humbug generally.
I think
very much Christmas tree goes up on.
I think we need to bring back some of the
possible
World War II spirit of this country. And I'm a Kiwi, but I think you guys need to go, you know what?
You're involved.
Yeah, well, we were, but you know, you guys put us on the beaches and killed us all. But I think.
Not the First World War.
Yeah, there was. No, literally, yeah, same thing. But I think that we should need to get stuck in and just go, you know what? It's going to be pretty shit. Let's muck on through it.
With Auntie May.
Yeah, I just think we need to get through it. I think it's not going to be like... And let's be honest, who really likes Christmas? It's a bit shit, isn't it?
No, I love Christmas.
You like eating.
Silent John's putting his hand up there.
I like eating and drinking. We've got John from Bendham in the wings, but I love Christmas, and I think we should. I think it's a nice time of year we can all celebrate. But
celebrate what?
Birth of Christ.
No, let's be honest.
No, I don't mean religious.
But celebrate what?
Just being at home.
Do you really want to be at home?
Well, I don't. I know that other people do.
Well, you're going to be at home because the pubs will be shut.
No, I'll still be here. I'll be
open pubs quickly.
I'll be on my own, and no one will be telling me what to do. And I've got lots of wine here, so that'll be fine. No, but I kind of get the, you know, lots of people with functional families, we have winter walks.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah, and holding hands and coming back to lock fires.
I think we need... The thing is, we're going to give people hope, right? We're going to give them hope for a very couple of few days, maybe 5 days, like they're already touting out to us. But then we're going to lock them down in January. And people are going to be drinking. going to be stuck at home with their family. Oh, my God.
They're talking about banning alcohol as well, aren't they?
They're so, not. I mean, did this become a Puritan
government? Yeah, so this is the thing. They're saying we're banning alcohol sales. So we're going to be locked down in January. The pubs aren't going to be allowed to open.
Are they seriously talking this?
No one's going to be able to sell alcohol.
That's bullshit.
I don't know.
Are
I'm
they really
hoping.
Talking this?
There's been various things floating about talking
when
about
did we, well, this is Prohibition 1920 something America?
It does seem to have gotten to that kind of puritanical.
How have we got to this way?
Well, someone resurrected Oliver Cromwell.
Well, look at Boris. He likes a drink.
It's true. That's part of the problem now, isn't it?
Yeah, but where do you end up then? Is this where we're going in this country?
It is quite scary, isn't it? And I think that is the thing. I mean, particularly the campaign against wet lead pubs seems to be quite.
Listen,
is there an answer? Do you think there's an anti-alcohol?
I don't think it's a campaign.
I think so. They've gone after smoking. They've gone after meat. They go after everything. So where do we end up? Look at France.
They went after the vegans.
Yeah, 1960s in France, the French government went after alcohol, and what did they punish? They punished wine. And where are we at today? What, 120 million users of antidepressants in France? Alcohol sales have declined, but these drugs are taken.
Everyone
loves
their tits and other things.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they're trading other things. What would you rather have, a glass of wine or an antidepressant?
Both. Just putting it out there.
We don't condone mixing of drugs in any way on this podcast. That's, I mean, yeah, it is a concern. I must admit, we worry about it. But
in the same way, the kind of the late night economy has been absolutely decimated, and we shouldn't ignore them because we have to have, that we've always fed those guys. As pub owners, we kind of got the guys ready, and they went there to their to the nightclubs, and you have to have a moment and say, Christ, they didn't deserve this.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And they're not going to come back soon.
But none of us have deserved this.
No, but I think in particular, no.
I agree with you, but come on, man.
Yeah, it is tough. I mean, let's look at the timescale though. When do we think Christmas is going to kick in, and when is it going to finish?
It's Easter.
No, well, yeah. I think you're asking the wrong question. I think it's. I think there's a. There's a change. I think we're gonna take the seasonality out of things, because whenever we're let loose, which was after the last lockdown, people behave like Christmas. People behave like Christmas since the last lockdown. It's been out. The average spend's been up. They've been having a good time. They've been enjoying life. It's almost like a shave with death. They've had a. They're having a nice time. So I don't think if they open it in January and February, I think people be punting it hard because actually just enjoying being out, and they've allowed them to kind of realign with the stuff they really enjoy, which their mates, buying a beer, buying a glass of wine, bottle of wine, just enjoying that company. I think it's a complete reset. I think that, whilst we see these kind of whole dry January stuff, I think that's all for the birds now. I think that's done.
I think
we recognise that pubs raise over £100 million a year for charity, and they're a force for good, and they're part of the social fabric. And I think we'll see a levelling out, and I think we'll see some January and February will actually just be pubs are part of your community.
You said it. When are we going to be able to celebrate Easter?
Well, it's true though, isn't it? We're going to go through this. It's going to be horrible, and they're talking vaccines and all this stuff and all these. It's just. I think, it's going to be great because if you're religious, Jesus is going to rise on the first day, and the next day he's going to be asleep again. Well, he's going to be alive. You know what I mean? What are we looking like? I think the government needs to be clear. And I've had enough of this government. I think they're just too indecisive. We need clarity from the government. And someone needs to hold them accountable.
Are we going to be able to go into the new year? Is that going
to be? We will regardless. But imagine we're going to close down. They're going to open us for 5 days if we're lucky. Let's be honest. Maybe they'll open us in December. 30th of December, they're going to shut us down, and they're going to shut us down to the end of January.
Yeah.
They go, we've got furlough. Furlough cost us 17%.
I think that's the biggest misnomer through all of this is that people think that furloughs are, a free pass, whereas for retailers like ours, it's still costing us nearly 17% cost without anything coming in. I think that'll probably surprise a lot of people.
That's why everybody gets made redundant.
Yeah,
who can afford?
Well, look at Ramsay Group. Look, what did he do? The first
400.
Bang, gone. Everyone.
That's probably the smart move.
Maybe it is. Yeah, it's certainly not a sympathetic move. But then they brought them back on.
It's the human move, obviously.
It's clearly not the human move. It's a robotic move. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well.
It's harsh. Mm. But I think, you know, from a trade point of view, we've always been resilient, but I think this will probably test us more than anything
this
else.
This is more than resilient. Who was the guy from Young's who said, this is the worst training they've had in 189 years? Like, this is...
good. The boss of Young's, I believe.
Yeah, this is this is life or death. Mm. And I don't think we can take it lightly. I think we need to fight back. I think the government don't give a...
The government
don't care about us, mate. They do not care about us.
I still don't think we're not at the top table.
Yeah, but I know that. Issue. I know you're saying that, but they don't care about us. So we need to fight back. This is survival. This is war. And I think we
Saying? We're talking to open on the 3rd, unless anyone says any different. We open on the 3rd, not full hours. We're going to open from midday to 11 o'clock at night. And unless you tell us different, that's what we're doing.
Is that what you're saying? I mean, are you serious?
Heath will be manning those barricades.
I think we go that way. I think we say enough's enough. You know what? We've had enough of you guys. You're dilly-dallying around. This is bullshit what you're doing to us. We need to survive. We need to keep people in jobs. We've got young people to look after. We're opening on the 3rd. But if you've got a problem with that, send all your police officers to every pub in the country.
Yeah, I agree.
And then you tell us what you're going to do.
And you stand on
and they can't afford to do it. They can't afford to do it because they know it's wrong.
Preaching revolution.
Yeah, I think so. Enough.
Because also, you can't make people come to the pub. If you're going to come to the pub, it's because they've done a risk
assessment.
If you're scared,
stay at home. But if you want to have a life back and you want to enjoy yourself at Christmas, come to the pub. We've got sanitizer stations. We'll look after you. We'll treat you well and we'll do it properly. But don't fucking kill our businesses because you can't make up your mind what you want to do. Fuck, enough's enough.
Very violent hand
gestures. You need an opinion. That's the thing.
Yeah, I just think we don't have a fucking voice. Like, enough. Honestly, Boris Cummings, I know he's gone, but honestly, he's a voice too long in this
Cummings
government.
Cummings or going, we're not
he's
sure.
He's gone. Like, but you know what I mean? Let's make a stand for hospitality, for people's lives. Enough!
Let's speak to Boris's fiancée, because I think apparently she's
the same age as me.
Also, so.
Christ, she's old.
I had no idea she was that old.
I heard some
answers
you, actually.
Thanks, man. Someone has to.
A voice from the left there. Right, okay, let's move on. So, you're listening to the Lock In podcast with me, Ed Beddington, Heath Ball, and James Cuthbertson. So, let's talk about food. We're talking about Christmas. Food is a key part of Christmas. James is noisily pouring wine into his glass there. We'll get on to the drink later, but thanks for that, James. What has to be on the menu at Christmas?
Turkey's the obvious answer, right?
Turkey's shit, though, isn't it?
No, it's not for
you. Yeah, it's
like it is the worst.
Chicken's
meat. I'm
bad.
Sorry. I mean, I used to work in the meat sector, and I know, and my friends in the turkey sector will be screaming.
Do you have a lot of friends in the turkey sector? I never thought I'd hear that out loud.
One or two. But they're going to be screaming. But I mean, like,
well, my friends at Aubrey Allen say my turkey is delicious and juicy.
Turkey's a tough one, though, isn't it? I mean, it literally
it's a rite of passage. You just have to have it. The harder thing is the relatives you have to ask round.
Yeah, well, I think
it's not the turkey. It's the bullshit. The pigs in blankets or relatives in...
Pigs in blankets.
Relatives
the best
over,
bit.
Right?
Pigs in blankets. Come on. Not the ones you're talking
goose
about.
Goose is good. I love goose.
Goose is great.
Goose is really good.
I love Top Gun.
Oh, my God.
No one give him any more wine.
I know, his dad jokes.
So, I mean, Chief, turkey, what do you think? Has it got to be on? I mean, everyone,
I think it's traditional, but I don't understand. Like, I just don't get it. I'd rather have something else. I don't know, roast beef or something.
Beef, yeah.
I'd rather have, I'd go goose as well, confit goose leg or roast goose. But yeah, I just think turkey's just a bit of a...
I suppose, what are the challenges? Because, I mean, turkeys are great because turkeys are fucking big.
Yeah, you just buy turkey breast and roll turkey breast.
Yeah, but you get more turkey for your money than a goose is a challenge. Goose is, you get less meat on the goose. So from an operational point of view, how is it more difficult to do goose?
I just think you can't even, this year we could just throw all the dreams out the window about GPs and profit and just do what you can to make people happy. And people want goose, give them goose.
Just give them turkey. I like turkey. Turkey done well, and I don't know.
Turkey is a superfood. It is a superfood, so it's very good for you. But Christmas isn't really about good for you.
I just think from kind of a if we're able to have turkey and Christmas in the pub, have turkey, have fun, try and make it normal. you know, if you can.
Yeah, but you can't make this normal. You're trying to normalise a really, like, difficult situation for a lot of people. Like, I just think you can make it normal. Why try to make it normal? Just make it what it is.
Yeah, I think you're trying to do your best you can. It's funny, I watched the last briefing, the Prime Minister briefing, they had a guy from the army there.
Right, was he eating turkey?
Yeah. No, it was like a scene from Doctor Who, wasn't it? Do you remember the army?
The brigadier.
It was a brigadier, exactly. And I think we're trying to bring some normality to it. Yeah, we're doing
any,
the best we can.
Any geeks now are laughing hysterically at that. Everyone else is going, what the fuck are they talking about?
Christ, of the three listeners, at least maybe half of one is laughing. But do you know what I mean? It was that... that's what I thought, anyway.
Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart as well. That's just popped into my head.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Myself.
Christ, if no one else enjoys it, we've had a fabulous time. Thank you and good night, business.
How do we get from Turkey to that? That's, yeah.
I don't care.
So, I mean, food, what are the no-nos at Christmas? What are the the products that you should avoid? Waving your hands, Heath, doesn't...
No, I just don't think you should avoid anything. I think, like, I love Brussels sprouts. I think British farmers need to be supported this time of year. I think Brussels sprouts are, like... I think they're amazing. I think
I'm a big fan of Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I think so. Like, a bit of bacon, like, you know, a bit of butter, a lot of butter.
James Martin butter.
The interesting thing, Brussels sprouts, I don't know if you noticed, they've started to change. They used to be, they did used to be massive, but I'm thinking the taste of them. They've bred these sweeter varieties now, so they're not as bitter, which to me kind of defeats the purpose. I kind of like that.
You didn't like it when you were a child, though, did you?
No, I did.
Yeah, my kid liked it. I was weird. Katie loves them. Weird. Katie, Brussels sprouts, honestly, capers. She's a pickled onions. She's a wrong one.
Olives are good.
Yeah, she loves olives. Yeah.
But it is that tendency towards the sweetness has kind of changed that product slightly, hasn't it? It's...
British meals have just gone a bit mental, haven't they? Like Christmas meals, it's all a bit like, I don't know. We don't in New Zealand. We don't have turkey. We eat burgers and steak.
What, at Christmas?
On barbecues. We have barbecues at Christmas.
So you have burgers for a Christmas
meal?
Yeah,
we just like, but it's more casual. You guys take it a bit too seriously. New Zealand, we all hang out, we go to the beach, drink some beers, hang out, don't drink Sauvignon Blanc, we drink some other stuff. And then we just enjoy life. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit more serious over here. So that you guys have expectations about Christmas that are a lot more...
Yeah, but hold on, the best bit about Christmas is going to your local pub, surely at 11 o'clock in the morning for a pint. Bought by your license.
Oh yeah, imagine that. And it's not happening this year.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm being serious. I'm being exactly. And it's the license he's going, the last thing I need is to buy you fuckers a pint. Because I'm absolutely on my knees.
Yeah, maybe this year it's different then. Maybe this year people come to the pub. Maybe this year
you know actually buy a pint.
Yes. You know, buy a pint. Maybe pay for 2 pints.
You know what? I'm glad you're open. Let me buy it.
I'm serious.
Well, I'm going to open the Red Lion some this year and we're going to open Christmas Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that not normal? Would you not normally?
No, I used to.
Is that your wife's away?
No. But I used to open... I used to open Christmas Day, and then it just got so arduous and people became so complicated. And this year, I'm going to open Christmas Day.
They wanted more than 2 drinks.
Yeah. He's famous for his customer tolerance.
I'm going to open this year Christmas Day. I'm going to do like a normal menu, a la carte menu, normal pricing, and I'm going to need a 3 hours sitting, and I'm not going to take any bullshit. You have fun, and we're not going to rip you off. It's 18 quid for roast turkey dinner. You can have one meal. You can have 3 courses. You can do what you want. But it's honest. I just want people to have fun in now. I just want people to go back and have fun.
You want people to have fun?
I do.
Okay, that's great.
My life's miserable. Someone else can have fun.
I'm going to take all my misery, but I'm going to let you have fun. Brilliant.
I'm going to look forward to the rantings and ravings on Christmas
Day.
I want to have Christmas Day this year. Not for me, but for the people.
Heath, what about the Christmas you spent on your own?
Oh, yeah, that was the worst Christmas ever.
That was spectacular. You couldn't even order a pizza.
I couldn't get any food. I thought it was going to be amazing. My wife's gone away to Sweden. I'm going to order some food.
You thought that would be amazing?
I thought it was going to be amazing. Amazing. I've got the whole house to myself. So I thought, I lay on the sofa and I opened a nice bowl of Brunello. I was sitting there, I was getting drunk. I thought, well, I'm hungry now. I turned on Deliveroo. Nothing. Absolutely.
How long have you lived in the UK?
28 years.
I mean, you've never occurred to you that's not going to be very likely you can order a Domino's on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I didn't think about things like that. I think there's going to be someone looking. Yeah, wasn't a good Christmas. I turned up the pizza. I found the pizza company eventually, and it was terrible. And I almost wanted to cry, but I was too busy drinking wine, so I was fine.
Perfect Christmas.
Yeah, perfect. No wife, no kids.
I mean, the difficulty, or one of the things that I'm concerned about, is actually supplies at Christmas. We've got customers coming to the door. Let's fend James off.
James has put them off.
Some trouble with recording a podcast in a closed pub with the lights on.
True enough.
It's like moths to the flame. Let's look at. I mean, are you concerned about supplies? I mean, there was a story the other day on the BBC about they were changing the rules for seasonal workers to allow turkey processing to go ahead because there's big concerns and we're not going to have enough people coming in and actually doing quite a skilled job. I mean, are you worried about that? Do you think we're going to see any problems?
Of course not. This is scaremongering. This is a typical fucking Tory government. They're going to scare us into, you're not going to have Christmas this year. Oh my God, you're going to have turkey. Piss off.
Have some goose.
It's all going to be okay.
Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
So now, I mean, I suppose that in the background to that, though, is Brexit, isn't it? That we're going to see.
That's another disaster.
I mean, we'll probably come on to that in a podcast down the line, and we can let you two rant endlessly about that. But I mean, that is the concern is labour in terms of staff, but also the ability to get supplies in. And I think there's that big confusion at the moment.
I think skilled labour has been a massive problem with the industry, particularly with Indian restaurants, you know, getting the right people that can... Because our kids don't want to put their hand in a 300-degree tandoori oven. Do you know what I mean? They don't want to do that.
We'll keep it quiet for a bit.
But they don't. Do you know what I mean? It's a different world.
I mean, health and safety and all that. Let's bring
in people from... Yeah, but you still want a great naan at home. And that's the problem.
It's fine if they're from overseas, they can burn
it's bullshit house. Because people want a great naan at home and they want all the bits and pieces, but they don't want to see behind the scenes.
So, I mean, I guess the challenge is, you know, labour, supplies. Are you worried about it?
No, it'd be no supply problem, I don't think. I think it's just one of those things about, you know, what was it with the stories last week about there'll only be small turkeys because there'll only be a few people getting together. No, there'll just be people having turkey for longer next few
gonna
days.
Be,
you know what I mean? Just
we're going to be eating turkey for the rest of our lives.
It's kind of Daily Mail stuff, you know what I mean? It's just scaremongering and just cheap copy. So no, I don't think so. I think, I do feel for those guys because it's not going to be the same Christmas it was, but there's a chance we won't all be getting together, but... You know, it is what it is.
Okay, you are listening to the Lock In podcast with Heath Ball and James Cuthbertson and myself, Ed Beddington. So we're going to talk about drinks now, Christmas drinks. One of the favourites? What should we be thinking about when it comes to Christmas, guys?
Mulled wine.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's, even though it's absolutely terrible, shite, it's bad wine with like spice and herbs.
Can you not use good wine?
No.
Is that a waste?
It's a waste. But I think mulled wine's a good one. What else do you drink at Christmas?
Mulled cider?
Yeah.
Is that something? I mean, that seems to be coming. I think we've established that mold. Is mold anything bad?
I think people just want, like, we go back to this earlier, people want Christmas this year, and I think. Anything mould is like that sort of, give me Christmas, I need to hold on to it.
Can you mould beer?
A snowball? What about a snowball? Have a cart and, yeah.
Okay. Snow?
Yeah.
I think the most important drink is the one you have before you have to serve dinner to your outlaws. The one that just takes all the pain away. And it might be
heroin.
I think of the next.
Generally, not
morphine or heroin.
Probably not appropriate to most pubs
takes the pain away from just the whole nonsense. So it's kind of 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock, and it's a really decent bottle that just makes you go fuzzy and just ignore the pain of the in-laws coming around.
But forgetting your personal life, James.
Yes.
Forgetting your personal pain. we're talking about pubs, so
what
are the go-to ones? What should?
I think mulled wine. I think that's got to be the traditional one. No, where else do you go?
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. You think about sort of Christmas, it's
King's ginger.
I mean, it's weird drinks, isn't it? I mean, the drinks you grew up with.
Strong drinks. I think strong drinks you would never drink.
Sherry.
Before.
What's our thoughts on sherry?
Yeah, but
sherry. What sort of sherry are we looking at?
I'd have sherry all day long, but not for Christmas, Christ.
Yeah, but Christmas. Calm down, Leroy.
Not for your thrive. Sherry's a good drink.
You want the fortified drink?
Yeah, not Christmas.
Christmas is a good sherry drink.
I'm with Heath.
I drank a bottle of sherry one Christmas. I was sick, but as long as
you're 12, calm down. Sherry, would you go Pedro Jimenez? Would you go
getting all Christmas technical pudding. With your wine knowledge here.
So. Oh, sorry. Would you like the really sweet one?
Oh, the not so sweet
one. Dessert wine.
Yeah, Pedro Jimenez is an amazing sherry. There's some really great producers out there.
I mean, are we gonna see a resurrection? I mean, we're seeing that with certain brands that are coming back lately. We've had Grolsch make a comeback. We've got Are we gonna see, you know, things like Baby Sham? I mean, that was a Christmas.
I think those brands never got forgotten, but I think they just got laid to the wayside by people who don't know any better. Mm. These people turn their backs on brands like that, like really good brands, like PX, Pedro Jimenez, like Sherry and that. People go, I don't understand it. So we've got this generation of people who don't understand alcohol and drinks have been raised on like things like really hooch and stuff. It's time for the proper drinks to come back. It's time for a revolution.
Hardcore.
Yeah, not hardcore, but like honest, proper drinks. You know, sherry, Pedro Jimenez is like, if you get the Solera blend, it's like 1923. They're blending sherrys from, you know, like 100 years ago. We need authentic products.
There's some amazing sherry producers, yeah. and the amount of stuff that the craft that goes into it.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, it's like buying a barber jacket when you're 18. You still got it when you're 40, obviously, and you won't fit into it. But you're obviously 40 and you're still wearing the same barber jacket. That's heritage. We need heritage brands. We need sherry, we need wine, we need honesty, and that's what we need to be right now.
Avocat?
This Christmas, Avocat's a good one, but obviously for you. But we need heritage brands this year.
Strong choice. Strong choice, Avocat. What about cherry brandy?
When was the last time you drank cherry brandy? I would have some now. Let's get some out. Let's find some cherry brandy.
I just remember
we don't have any.
My mother is not a drinker in any way, but that's the one memory.
She was one night.
The one time she'd have a drink, she'd have cherry brandy. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to talk over that one, James.
Gosh, she just hammered that night. Christ.
I'm not really sure where to go from there, other than to stop you two drinking. What? I think is the. So I mean, are there any sort of real no-nos? Do you think that people should be avoiding
warm red wine?
Yeah, put it by the fire. Oh my god! That's the thing. People put red wine by the fire, and it was just going to bring. Oh my god! That just shoot me in the head. That's the one thing. Don't do it.
I mean, should you be doing a really festive drinks menu?
No, it's bollocks. You have a great menu all day long and all, you know, all year long. You don't get too involved.
Well, it depends. It depends where you're going to go with it.
No, you have a few bits and pieces.
Yeah, but do you want to end up with, like, I don't know, man. I think there's no rules anymore. You can do what the fuck you want. I don't know. I think you need to have I don't know, I hate Christmas. But there's part of me...
It's a bad Santa.
Well, there's part of me there's part of me that goes, you know what? We need Christmas more than ever this year.
I know, but
you've talked me through it.
I think
there's part of me that goes, you know what we need this year is we need Christmas more than ever.
Oh, my God.
Calm down, man. You're the one drinking the Vino Verde. No one drinks Vino Verde in this country. So I think we need it more than ever. I think we need a cuddle. I think we need Christmas. I don't know. I'm longing for the old times.
The old times.
You couldn't even keep a straight face when you said that.
I hate people. I hate Christmas. Great. Bring it on.
So come on then. Worst Christmas drink, Heath.
Worst Christmas drink. This is a tough one. What do you mean, like, ooh, drink?
If somebody was going to force something on you, what is it going to be? What's it going to be? What's the...
Okay, I'll go first. Okay. Was the one where my my first wife and we used to go around to theirs.
What do you mean theirs?
Well, the in-laws.
Oh, I think you mean like you meant the guy that she left you for.
No, not his house. It was a beautiful house. He must have had a beautiful house. But and it was always I've got a really special beer. And it was, honestly, it was this thing from Spain or France. What? Or rubbish. It was like 2%. It's really special. It was a little stubby
beer bottle from the supermarket.
They bought in July. It's like, oh, I felt so lucky to have it. That's my worst drink ever. That.
I'm lucky. My people know me. Don't do this shit like that to me. I'd kill them. I don't put up shit like that. Like, what the fuck, man? Christmas is Christmas. I hate Christmas. I hate drinks. And you give me that shit? Mm-hmm. Fuck off.
So let's focus in then. What would be your nightmare
drink? It's got to be a Bailey's drink. You know that like anything creamy, and they give it to you on the rocks, and you get that shit. That moment where they go, you go, oh thanks man, I hate you.
Maybe that's the subtext. Maybe that's what they're trying to tell you.
Christmas should be.
They're just like, we hate you. Please go away.
I think a good brandy or a good like English cider brandy or something like that would be good. But yeah,
nice.
Oh, yeah. James says avocado. You know, anything like that. No, it's just
nasty.
What's the Danish one? What's that? That's
bacon.
This takes one.
What is
Genevieve?
It? What's the? I can't remember the name of it. It's evil. It's evil. Aquavit. That's it. Aquavit. Yeah.
John and the Rafters.
To be fair, I've been given that at 9 a.m. in a conference. Denmark.
That's make you
they're strong. They're strong on that. So. But I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it at Christmas either. No. Anyway, moving on. You are listening to the Lock In podcast with Ed Beddington, Heath Ball, and James Cuthbertson. So we're talking Christmas. Let's talk about Christmas parties. I mean, this year, are we going to be able to? I mean, who knows? Are we going to be able to book any Christmas parties? But
I'll take the deposits now if you want.
Quite happy to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, do you think we'll be able to? I mean, no. Is there anyone going to be booking? I mean, we're going to be limited.
There's not a photocopier in the land that won't have an arse on it. Because I generally think that people won't be doing it. That's it. We're done.
I don't think we can afford to do it. I don't think any company could be seen to having Christmas parties. I think the reality is it's over. There's no Christmas this year, kids. Santa died. He fell down the chimney, broke his neck.
That Billy Bob Thornton right now.
Bad Santa. Yeah. I know, listen, we've got to get to terms with this. Christmas is gone. It has.
I mean, would you accept any bookings? Would you? And let's be honest. I mean, let's look at it.
We'll take
if you're running a pub, are you accepting?
You shouldn't take bookings.
You shouldn't. You should, but with caveat.
No.
You're not take bookings.
Do you take bookings under the previous restrictions? I mean, this is.
You take them on tier 2. Yes, you do. 10 p.m. curfew, but I don't think waste your time. I think we're going to do it down here because in Sussex is a bit more easier. But I went London. I won't take bookings. Fuck it. What's the point? I'd rather, you know, man, I just don't know. I think we're in a really precarious situation with what's going on in the world.
I think it shows the sadness. I think it shows the great divide between the government and the decision makers in our trade. Because the importance of booking forward is vast, and it's clear that no one really understands that at the government level. Mm. So, and with Heath, what's the point?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, somebody was saying earlier about actually, you know, the fact that you're not taking bookings might actually be a benefit. You can turn tables quicker. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, that's bollocks, really.
You think? I mean, because you take a booking and then they book in for 12 and they sit there all day.
On this, I think there'll be a rush. I think people will be so. If the government turned around and said, right, on the 15th of December, you can have a party, do what you like, I reckon. It will be unprecedented demand to go and have a party. I think we'll be so busy. I think we need to harness that.
Correct.
I think it'll be just like, you know what, let's have a party. Everybody knows in January we're going to be locked down. We're going to be locked down. It's going to be a car crash.
So, bookings or not?
don't take any bookings. And if we're allowed to do it, open and take as much money as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I disagree. Take your bookings and people understand what they're going to do.
Oh, fuck off.
No, but I think that.
No. I think therefore I am doesn't mean you're real. Fuck off.
I mean, you two run the business together, so I mean, that's positive, so isn't it?
We're going to do that.
Down here is different.
I think that's in Sussex, we're going to do that.
In normal circumstances,
or can you turn? Is it better to turn the tables?
It's better to turn always.
Yeah.
But I think there's a difference between London business and business down here.
Mm.
No?
Are you calling me posh?
No, that's not what he's called. No one's ever. Ever.
Yeah, ever. Rosemary J. Miller in Henderson, New Zealand called me posh one day.
It's relative.
Yeah, well, anyone from New Zealand. In New Zealand terms, they don't wear shoes, you might be considered posh. You aren't wearing shoes. So.
Semantics.
So, and the other thing as well is I mean, let's talk about bad Christmas party experiences.
Oh, my God. Can we do weddings first?
We'll come on to weddings in a few months.
I was running this nightclub, right? I was running this nightclub one year, and it was all going really, it was going swimmingly well, as you English say. And the guy running the whole function was a lawyer, obviously big law firm, and he didn't drink alcohol. He wasn't drinking. So over barges this young intern, and she starts going at this guy. I mean, you've never seen anything like it. I never got my promotion because I'm a woman, and it fucking kicked off. Proper argument. It was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, she just was so drunk, she went at this guy. I wanted to cry. I wanted to hide under the blankets. It was like that. That was one of my favorite.
you enjoy the misery of others. That's, the lesson of that.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
What about staff parties? I mean, normally you would put something on for this. Obviously not at Christmas.
In January.
But in January.
Yours is good. No, we push it back to January, February, March, April, May, June.
And you go up to be, we'll be there. We'll be there for about 30 seconds and leave you to it.
I think we need to get, I think the world needs to get to terms with what the pandemic has actually done to us and what it's done for businesses.
Mm.
And I think the reality is there's no Christmas parties this year. I think, let's be honest, the problem we have is that the staff who work for us are so, if you're a good operator, they're so in a bubble from what's really happening. They're still getting their wages, they're on furlough and stuff. But the reality is this is a death blow to a lot of businesses. So if you're a good operator, you shield them from that. But I think,
of having the party is...
you can't do it. Yeah. You can't. Like, let's be honest, man.
It's a little bit depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it should be. Like, I think millennials, we've always wrapped in rubble wrap and all that, and we've done that. But you know what? Let's get to terms of what's really going on in the world. And what's really going on in the world is a very different place right now. And you guys got to get your head around it. I know you don't like it. I know it makes you feel anxious. But fuck, get to terms with what's happening.
Mm.
The world's changed, and we need to help each other, and we need to get through this. And it's going to be years before we're back to... I don't even think we're ever going to be back to normal. There is no normal anymore. It is what it is. And let's look after each other and support each other and get through it. That's where we're at. Let's stop lying.
I mean... The realities of trying to motivate. I mean, let's look at working actually at Christmas, and let's look at the of motivating staff. I mean, and what do you do? How do you handle that? How do you get your staff sort of work at a time when they all want to be off with their mates?
I think it's going to be very different this year. Like, imagine, Ed, do you want to work this year? Yes. So you're going to get service charge. You're going to make 100% of your wage.
Yeah.
The money's there. Like, I'm saying to my staff right now, listen, if we can open at Christmas, we're opening every day. Christmas Day, Boxing Day, New Year's, and stuff. And you're going to get paid 100% of your wage, and you're going to make service charge. So it's about survival. Mm-hmm. If you want to sit at home and think that's the way the world is, man, stay at home and then, forget life. Mm-hmm. It's about now. Mm-hmm. Let's look after each other. Let's survive. It's about business survival.
That's motivational.
It's life, Ed.
This is real world.
This is real life, man.
Yeah.
The world's
that's
changed.
The problem. The guys are too sheltered, and there's too many people that want to sit at home on 80% salary, just having a lovely old time playing their Xbox.
Well, I mean, what do you think about customer expectations as well? I mean, this is this is the thing, because I think normally customer expectations are going to be, you know, up here. They're going to be huge. It's Christmas, all the rest of it. Do you think we're going to see a softening in that?
I think it's a softening, because I think there was
he's
no, hold on. Because I think there was a situation where, and I'd always moan about it, but someone watched an episode of MasterChef and were experts. But now, I think generally down here in Sussex, they're pleased to be out.
Mm-hmm.
They're pleased to be socialising with their friends.
It's still has to be good, though.
It's still has to be good.
I think the problem
but
is
I don't care what their standards are. Always, it's about our standards. But I think that there's a pleasure just to be out.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure it's just as exacting as it was. Do you think the same in London or different?
I mean, you're going to have maybe a different experience in
I think in London they're going to be angry. They're going to be so angry, they're so pissed off.
You've had that.
I think they just want their life back. And I think this is the problem we're dealing with. They want their life back. And
so they're still going to be... They're not going to be forgiving.
I think I'm sympathetic to the amount of people that have died, but I'm also realistic about what's happening in the world.
Who's died?
A lot. A lot have died.
Tell us.
A lot of people have died, and I think we need to be realistic about that.
Oh.
And I want to support that, but at the same time, like, if you're telling me to choose between an 82-year-old in a care home that's died and looking after my staff and looking after my wife and children, I know where I'm going. I'm going to fight that corner. Okay.
Okay, I was just cheating. We've been the same thing.
I mean, obviously, the wife thing's a bit different.
And yes, and on that note. Okay, so I mean, let's get on to the final thing. I mean, Christmas is Christmas in a pub. Do you need to decorate? How much decoration do you need to do? Let's talk about it, because some go right over the top, don't
they? I think you need to go National Lampoon's Family Vacation with Chevy Chase. You're on the roof with all the electrics. I think people want Christmas more than ever. We've said this earlier. I think even if you're not open, let's have a laugh. Like, go down to Costco, buy some really shit decorations, decorate your pub, make it look fun. And just, you know what, put your fingers up to the government.
Are you going to have one of those inflatable Santas that waves its arms with an air blower?
I am now. The okay. Well, I'm thinking about that one. I just think...
Flailing its arms around.
I think more so than ever, the people, like, you know, I get people are dying, I get all that, but, like, let's give people Christmas. For once. I know, right?
I know.
Let's put stuff over the top of the dying people.
Yeah, I mean, let's maybe not talk about dying people. Let's try and be more positive and Christmassy. James, I mean, what's your views? I'm very much a minimal decoration kind of person.
Minimal
I tend to
decoration.
Be. Let's not have the Christmas tree up until the... And I mean, what about you, James? What are you?
Nah, bollocks. I think people do their own thing. I think have fun, you know? Who's to say what's right and what's wrong?
I mean, what's Lockhart going to look like? Are we going to be festooned
really
with...
Really nasty 80s.
Okay.
Really nasty.
I said this last year. I said we should do 80s disco.
That
like
was last
fun.
Year.
And no one said, oh, it's so cheesy. It's
actually,
so cheesy.
I remember that. That was for
yeah,
New
and
Year's,
a backlash.
Though. Was,
all the staff went, you can't make it like 1980s.
But it's different.
I said, you know what? Last Christmas is the Christmas I want to be at.
Well, because you live in the 80s.
Mm. I was born in the 70s, but I live in the 80s, Ed.
Well, yeah, I mean,
so
that makes
that's
sense.
That's what we're going to do.
I think we need a bit of that, like that Christmas spirit, you know, a bit of George Michael.
Yeah, well, okay, so we're on to music. We're on to music then. So
yeah.
let's talk playlists.
Okay.
What's going to be on the playlist?
What's your band called? The Family Cat. Obviously, The Family Cat was my favourite band. From
okay,
the
John's Family
massive
Cat.
Massive
okay.
back in the day.
Massive. John was massive back in the day.
He still is.
He's still
anyway,
six, seven.
So what are the classics? What have you got to have on? I mean, you were humming something there, James. You clearly
I
can't
think,
remember.
I think we need to go 1980s classic Christmas tunes, I think. But also, I was listening to a thing the other day, and Mariah Carey's, was it Mariah Carey, Last Christmas or White Christmas? I think we just need, you know what? We need cheese. I think we need cheese. We need to feel like life's normal. We need to pretend it's okay. Even if it's falling around behind us, I think we just need, like, life back. So I'm that.
So, cheesier the better.
Yeah, I just think, like, you know, let's just enjoy life while we've still got it.
Christ's sake. Not that bad, you know?
Let's try and end on an upbeat note.
Okay, I'd like to thank... I'd like to thank the Academy. I don't know. Guys, let's be honest. It's going to be a shit Christmas. We're going to make any money. We're not going to make any money.
But it'll be to a cheesy soundtrack.
Where you can, a bit of 80s cheese works.
Yeah, but listen, let's be honest. Our business is fucked. Everybody in hospitality, we're absolutely getting rammed against the wall by the government. Let's enjoy life while we can. It's going
to be not okay. Say that.
We can. Why? Yeah. I'm joking. We can.
So, favourite Christmas song, Heath?
The Pink Panther soundtrack, I think.
Every Christmas,
no? You play the Pink Panther.
Is this a New Zealand thing?
Yeah, it's a New Zealand thing. I don't know. I think favorite, like, Last Christmas, you know, George Michael.
I was one of my regulars. A George Michael fan.
Yeah, he was one of my regulars.
One of your regulars. Okay. Yeah, name dropper, as ever.
We had Billington.
Right. James, favorite Christmas song.
I hate Christmas. So.
But you look like Santa.
You two are perfect to talk about Christmas with, aren't you?
It's probably Genesis Land of Confusion.
Right. How is that a Christmas? I don't even know
it's
whether
my
that's
Christmas
a Christmas
song. You asked me for my it's Christmas song.
I mean,
John, what
I mean,
you
let's not even
Christmas?
Get into Genesis.
Shh, talk to me.
Let's. A Christmas song. Give me a Christmas song.
Oh my God, this is like when they.
What was the one with. What was the one with.
This is like when that Jeff Bridges thing where the guy goes, I want an honest answer from you. James, I want an honest answer from you. Give me a Christmas song now.
What was the one with Paul McCartney, and it was in the...
and they recorded it in the pub near you.
The Fountain.
Yeah, The Fountain.
No, that wasn't. That was Wings.
It was Wings.
Was it not?
Yeah, but it was Paul McCartney.
Yes, with his vegetarian eating...
Oh, she died.
Linda.
The first McCartney. Wife.
She died, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. But it wasn't that, was it? What was the one he did with... da, 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 da. They played football in the truce.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Stop the Cavalry?
No.
I don't know.
Come
I think
on,
we're getting a bit.
Must have at least one listener that is
security table one. Fucking hell.
No, I've no idea what you're talking about. So the one where
everyone
they played
else,
football.
The one that they played football with Paul McCartney.
Okay, brilliant.
Not the frog chorus.
Not the frog chorus.
We'd like to thank James for coming along today.
You know what? I think that's probably
what
the right
episode. Oh,
the
guys.
Right time to end this before you two hit the whiskey.
Probably 42 minutes ago, actually.
I'd like to thank...
No, you're not thanking anyone. Let's end this now. Cut it.
I'd like to thank Sam. Mother
thank
my,
you.
Mother
right.
My child.
That is all from this episode of the podcast. Sweet. So, you know what? If you've got any questions that you want the team to answer, I mean...
Multiple choice, obviously.
Ideally,
A works well for me.
Ideally, multiple choice questions. But please do feel free to email them into us. Yeah. In the meantime, it is thanks to James and Heath... I think I don't really know with that one. It's and to our vocal chorister in the back there,
John.
Thanks for that. And we will be back next week with more pub stuff. So keep listening, and we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much.